This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay. Let's go back to the Ellett brothers, shall we? Well, not the Ellett brothers, Ellett brothers. Ellett brothers is described in court documents as the largest distributor of firearms in the United States. They're based here in South Carolina in Chapin County, and it's part of a larger business known as Sportco Holdings. And they have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And is one of the relevant non-parties in a lawsuit alleging gross mismanagement and non-payment of tens of millions of dollars in loans. This has made the news. It's a very troubling tale. It's made the news with Reuters and Fox Business and other news organizations. And according to the Outdoor Wire, the downfall could involve more than the long-term impact the failure will have on an already turgid business environment. Remember that part of it. In addition to Ellett, the Sportco Holdings umbrella covers United Sporting Companies and Ellett-owned companies Simmons Gun Specialties, Evans Sports, Inc., Jerry's Sports, Inc., Bonnets Brothers, Inc., and Outdoor Sports Headquarters, Inc. All are headquartered in Chapin, South Carolina. According to The State, which is the biggest newspaper here in South Carolina, Ellett has announced that it will lay off more than 170 employees and close the 250,000-square-foot Chapin facility by August. Notice of layoffs went out earlier this month. Contributing to the USC and Ellett troubles, according to Reuters, was the expectation that Hillary Clinton would be elected in 2016, so USC boosted inventory prior to the election, expecting the higher sales that historically follow a Democrat's election. Now that is without a doubt a true statement. That much can be demonstrated by healthy gun and ammunition sales during the Obama administration and even earlier during the Clinton administration prior to the imposition of the 10-year ban on so-called assault weapons and original capacity magazines. On Capitol Hill, whenever gun control is mentioned, especially when the Democrats are in the majority, the gun stores across the nation have seen business spike. But Donald Trump's surprise victory left the company with what the Outdoor Wire described as an inventory of guns and ammunition that no one wanted. Reuters described it as a glut of inventory. There were other factors that resulted in what would have been, has been described in news reports as significant disruptions among other retailers. Fox and Reuters reports referred specifically to the sale of Cabela's to Bass Pro Shops in 2017 as an example Net sales fell from an average of $885.3 million for the years 2012 to 2017 to $557 million in 2018. Essentially, Trump's victory was considered good news for gun rights, but bad news for the industry with declining sales because, at least for the time being, gun owners did not feel threatened. So how did we have the best month we've ever had in April and in May with NICS checks? How did we do that? How did that happen? Because long guns, which I know the long gun market, typically a long gun is going to cost a little more than a handgun. And a lot of people are not as pretentious as I am when it comes to buying a handgun. So they'll buy a relatively inexpensive handgun, still a very good piece, but a relatively inexpensive handgun. And, you know, that's not as good as buying an AR-15, I guess. I have never been a proponent of panic buying, though. Because while all these guys are up here sitting saying that we were expecting a Democrat to be in power, what they are telling you is that they were expecting a panic buy. Now, what happens whenever we have a panic buy? We have places like Cheaper Than Dirt, who's advertised here, who, because of their supply versus demand, they were getting $100 for a magazine, for a standard capacity magazine. Yeah. We saw rifles like the lowest entry-level model, like the DPMS Oracle, which DPMS makes a very good gun, no doubt about it, but the DPMS Oracle is an AR-15, very base model gun, has no sights, doesn't have a whole lot of anything. It has a barrel and a trigger and a buttstock. People were lining up at places like Academy Sports, winding around the building. They would show that they had them. They would go in there. They would pay retail price, which Academy Sports was charging retail price for them. And then they would go out and stick them on GunBroker and try to get $1,500, $2,000 for these guns. One of the things that bothered me most about that was I had a company called War Sport that was a sponsor of mine at that point, and their AR-15s normally retailed at $2,400. And if they'd actually had some to sell at that particular time, they would have seemed like a bargain. Now, I'm being told that while the Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing is bad news, the pending lawsuit by Prospect Capital Corp could be devastating. The lawsuit filed by lender Prospect Capital Corp against Ellett's owner Wellspring Capital Management alleges shadier dealings. It alleges that in 2012 and 2013, Prospect loaned collectively $160 million to Ellett Brothers LLC and several of its subsidiaries. But the money allegedly went to several of the defendants rather than being used to invest in the business. And with the Chapter 11 filing, which apparently did not come as a surprise to some observers, several major firms and a lot of smaller companies are going to take a financial hit that, in the case of these smaller firms, could be devastating, according to the Outdoor Wire. And they said when you're talking a bankruptcy of the magnitude of Sportco, you're talking a lot of impact. And there's a top 10 unsecured creditors to the bankruptcy filing. Vista Outdoors, Sturm Ruger, Magpul Industries, Navico Company, Henry RAC Holding Corp, Smith & Wesson, Garmin USA, and Fiocchi. Others include Remington Arms, Kel-Tec, Hornady, H&K, Leopold & Stevens, Browning, Arms Corp, Chiappa, Blazer USA, Bond Arms, True Blow, FN America, Magtech, and others. Oh, well. Mismanagement will do this every time. Everything ends, people. But I got a problem with the other part of it. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check Dan Mount at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, when this whole Ellett Brothers thing, the thing that's bothering me the most about this is that there were plenty of signs out there that Hillary Clinton was going to lose. There were plenty of signs out there that she was going to lose. At the NRA annual meeting in Louisville, Kentucky, when I interviewed Ted Nugent, and I think that was May of 2016, prior to November of 2016, I was convinced, and I told Ted Nugent in the video, that he was going to beat her like a club her like a baby seal. Not because of any other insider knowledge beside the fact that I knew that where she was going, nobody was going to see her. Whereas with Trump, every time Trump went somewhere, it was standing room only. And Trump was going everywhere too. And that indicated to me that there was a very serious element missing here that nobody was talking about. And since it was the mainstream media and they were the ones doing the polling and they were the ones putting on all the stuff, they are complicit in the leftist, the leftist ideology and everything else. I realized that they were trying to influence what was going on. Exit polls are meant to influence what's going on. Polls prior to the election are meant. The idea that there was some inevitability to Hillary Clinton being elected, that was what they were pushing. And what they were hoping would happen with this whole idea of the inevitability is that you and me would simply stay home. But that didn't happen. It was never going to happen. The likelihood that it was not going to happen was all of those signs were all around. So let's go back to the Ellett Brothers and Sportco and all this other stuff. Now, I've never been in charge of buying guns for a company that is a distributor. I can't imagine the size of a check somebody has to write to keep a gun shop going. Gun shops face a huge amount of regulations. And a lot of those regulations cost them a huge amount of money. So then when it comes just to the restocking part of the guns, since, like I said, that's being dictated to them by the distributor, okay, so you want to carry this gun? Well, you got to buy all of these. See, once they buy all of these guns that they want to move, like the Glock 31 and 357 Magnum, or 357 SIG, excuse me, I've never met anybody that owns one of those. And I've been around a lot of people that carry guns. So I've never met anybody that owns one of those. And yet this is what they do because they want to move these other guns that they sell. You know, they're going to sell, you know, the 10 millimeter is going to go, the 9 millimeter is going to go, 45 is going to go. There's a bunch of 40s on the market in the secondary market. I don't know what's going on with that. But Glock, for example, had most of the major calibers covered with 9, 45, 10 millimeter, and 40. So then to sell more guns, they came out with 45 Gap. They came out with 357 SIG. Now they've come out with a Glock 19 that is, you know, got a Glock. It has a Glock 17 handle, but a Glock 19 slide. And we've got single stacks and everything. And this is because they want to keep selling guns. That's what businesses do. I get that. But for all the guns that actually do sell, using Glock as an example, or SIG, or any of these guys, for all these guns that do sell, they have to buy guns that are not going to sell. I don't know how many gun companies actually do that or how many gun distributors actually do that, but That's the way this works. So, without knowing the specifics of these details, this is the part, because handguns have not gone down. They've actually increased a little bit. And I just find this idea that they might have bought so many of these AR-15s. I love the AR-15. Love them. I've got two of them laying around me right now. I love the AR-15, except that market, we knew prior to the election, that market was beginning to crater in 2015. Yeah, I'm not. You know, this is something new. When I was in the delivery business, and during here in South Carolina, if it snows an inch, you would think it was Armageddon. And when I was a bread man, if a snowflake fell out of the sky, I had to get into Mad Max mode because everybody on the street was going to try to force me over to take everything I had, because for some reason bread would save the world. And then and we knew when that happened to cut everything back, because everybody would have their bread, because nothing was going to happen to where they were marooned, stranded. So we knew the ebb and flow of the way that business worked. These guys just came off of one of the biggest panic buys ever 3 years prior to this. 2013 was a big panic year. And they were counting on another panic year. And I don't know how I feel about that. The people, typically the people that are buying guns in panic times, turn around and sell them. They didn't buy them because, I think the prevailing thought is, well, you better buy them while you can. But they're not gun people that are buying them. They're buying them with the expectation that maybe they can sell them later, make some money on them. But I am not a fan of panic buying. I'll tell you that much. I just don't know how I feel about this. And 170 jobs gone, just with Ellett Brothers. And I just got to wonder if maybe they didn't look at this hard enough and make a better call. Maybe if they'd had a few, half the number, a quarter of the number, maybe they could have found a way to work this out. But going after that panic dollar, I just don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump rolling out a health care plan that takes further steps towards weakening what was called Obamacare. He says millions of Americans would benefit from these quality and affordable health care plans.
The previous administration imposed crushing fines and other penalties on HRAs to prevent employees from selecting the plan of their choice. It was impossible. With today's action, we are eliminating all of those restrictions.
Critics say many Americans will be drawn to the plans by the low prices, but we'll find out later. Many basic procedures are not covered, and they could end up paying a whole lot more later. Opponents of the president's ban on transgender people serving in the military being handed a setback as the federal courts ordered a lower court to reconsider its decision lifting the ban because it says it didn't show enough deference to the military's judgment. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, I was talking about Oberlin College last night, and Oberlin, they are, well, they're in trouble now. They're in big trouble. Yesterday, the president of Oberlin College, who makes $500,000 a year, Oberlin College itself has an endowment of $887.4 million, pled poverty to a jury in Lorain County, Ohio, where the median household income is $54,932, urging them not to add punitive damages of up to $22 million to the $11 million already awarded to Gibson's Bakery. Now, Daniel McGraw, who sat through the entire trial for the Legal Insurrection Foundation, summarized their defense yesterday. Here, in essence, is their defense today. Gibson's lawyer spent considerable time going over Oberlin College's IRS Form 990 showing over $1 billion in assets and numerous employees earning over $100,000. They also got the vice president and general counsel of the college to admit to some of the content of the blast email she sent out soon after the compensatory verdict, including that she felt the jury disregarded the clear evidence, though they were not permitted to show the jury the letter itself under a prior court ruling. The defense then argued that notwithstanding the Form 990, the college had cash flow and liquidity issues that would make a large punitive award difficult for the college. The defense compared the relatively poor financial condition of Oberlin to other colleges and universities in Ohio. They argued that students would be harmed by a large verdict because the college might have to cut back on grants given to students. But at any time when they try to define the monetary value of anyone, large institution or ordinary person, it usually comes down to how one might interpret what such fund terms as revenues and expenses and deficits actually mean. Sometimes that gets interpreted differently. Oberlin College was so hell-bent on getting the message out that their cash liquidity was in such dire straits as the eight-person jury was figuring out if they wished to add $22.4 million to the school's legal verdict bill that they brought out the school's president, Carmen Twilley Ambar, to the stand to tell that part of the story. She said, "We've created deficits, and over the next 10 years, if this continues, this is unsustainable and we will not exist." She even indicated the school's grants about $60 million from the school per year, and lots of students get those scholarships as only 10% of them pay the full $70,000 a year, were important to preserve as the accessibility of education was a key component to the school's purpose. Sort of went, you know, this was like a divorce hearing where one of the spouses was claiming they had no assets, but they had a Rolls Royce in the garage and a yacht in the marina. But this is not a divorce. It's a proceeding intending to signal to the nation, especially to the college administrators of the country, that the costs of reckless catering to the politically correct radical students making false claims of racism doesn't pay very well. Sammy Westfall of the Toledo Blade, punitive damages are meant as both as a punishment for the college and a deterrent for similar future conduct, not only for Oberlin, but to keep any other institution from committing similar acts. Said the deterrence aspect of the case is the most important aspect for himself and the nation. Told the jury that the punitive damages determined will protect everyone else in our country, in our state, in our community, protects them to ensure that they don't have to go through what the Gibsons went through. If indeed there was interest, if indeed you come across stories in the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Fox, or TV, or CNN, why do you think they would have been so and are so interested? And he submitted to the jury that national interest of the case has risen because of the national tipping point spurred by twin purposes. How society is recognizing a changing atmosphere in the country and how words have become weapons and the importance of our educating youth properly. Oberlin will not be bankrupted, but they are in the crossroads and they must take stock and they have to correct their course. No more political correctness for the sake of appearance or image. No more defense of student misbehavior. They got to admit that they were wrong and that the owners of the bakery acted as any business owner would under similar circumstances. More shenanigans like this could put Oberlin out of business at a time when so many leftist, liberal arts schools are struggling to fill their classrooms. This has already happened at Antioch College. It was overcome with unthinking and fashionable leftist radicalism, and they made themselves a joke. Well, that was yesterday. Oberlin College now has to pay $44 million. The jury awarded $33.2 million in punitive damages to Gibson's Bakery, whose owners claimed that the college itself and an administrator hurt their business and libeled them during a dispute over a shoplifting episode that triggered protests and allegations. So what they did was they awarded the Gibson's business and family members more than $11 million in actual or compensatory damages, bringing the total award to $44 million. They awarded David Gibson $5.8 million, son Alan Gibson $3 million, and Gibson's Bakery $2.2 million. This all happened when Allison Gibson, who is white, confronted a black student who shoplifted a bottle of wine. Two other black students joined in and assaulted Gibson. They pleaded guilty to misdemeanors and read statements in court saying that Gibson's actions weren't racially motivated. An attorney said the Gibsons just wanted the truth to come out. Donica Thomas Varner was the general counsel for the college. Last week, she said she was disappointed with the verdict and denied the college had defamed the bakery or its owners. Neither Oberlin College nor Dean Meredith Raimondo defamed a local business or its owners, and they never endorsed statements made by others. Rather, the college and Dr. Raimondo worked to ensure that students' freedom of speech was protected and that student demonstrations were safe and lawful, and they attempted to help the plaintiffs repair any harm caused by the student protests. This is the big chill. This is the result of leftism, political correctness, indoctrination. Certainly, shoplifting is not a new thing. Like I spoke earlier in the week, talking about how when I worked at a grocery store near a university, we used to get shoplifted like it was going out of style, like it was a sport, like they were on production. So that's not a new thing. That happens all the time, unfortunately. But it wasn't the shoplifting that got them in trouble. It was the way they handled it afterwards, and they made out like the Gibsons went after these students because they were black. They weren't going after them because they were black. They were going after them because they were stealing wine. So it was the color of the wine that was the problem. It wasn't the color of the student. These guys have been in business for five generations in a college town. So you don't think they don't know about college students? I think this is hilarious. I got to tell you, I think this is hilarious. And I hope that they cry all the way. And I hope the Gibsons get their $44 million. And I hope they get it before the end of the year. And you guys need to just close your bakery and just go out of business and let the town have it. Let the college take care of it. Leave them to their own destructive ways. Nobody's asked me what I thought, though. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared to think.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am a veteran. I did my time in uniform. If I were younger, I would do it again. If I had to, I would do it again. Both of the times since I've been out that we've gone into combat, I have felt the tug to go into combat, except that, not as young as I used to be. Wasn't either time, not now, you know. I'm telling you this because I want you to know that I'm sympathetic to the people in uniform today, the men and women in uniform. And that's important because I'm going to say something that's going to make a few of them sort of mad. The military is made up of a lot of good and decent, honorable people for the most part. It also has a fair share of degenerates and thugs and bullies and other undesirables. The military screening process tries to keep them out, but some do get in. They either haven't done anything or have been caught doing it, so the military has no reason not to accept them. Then we can add in the civilian employees and contractors who also work on military bases into the mix. These two represent a cross-section of society. Many are good, hard workers, and some are absolute scumbags. Kind of like the people that First Lieutenant Katie Blanchard had to deal with. We have this. Alone in her office, Katie Blanchard saw him out of the corner of her eye. It was Clifford Curie, a 54-year-old civilian employee who Blanchard supervised. She couldn't yet see what was in his hands. For months, Blanchard, then a First Lieutenant, had warned her supervisors and co-workers that something would happen to her. She told them that Curry scared her. He would fly off the handle at a moment's notice. He would yell and physically intimidate her. She told them Curry was dangerous. Then he did what she said he would. What he did was awful. Brace yourself. As Curry stood in the doorway of Blanchard's second floor office at Munson Army Health Center, he pulled out a small clear bottle filled with a brown liquid. His eyes were glazed over and bloodshot as he doused her in gasoline. Then he lit a pair of matches and threw them on the 26-year-old Army nurse, lighting her on fire. There are those that would say, look at this and say, see, this happened on a military base. There's guns all over a military base. And she was still brutally assaulted. What good do guns do to stop such things? Well, numerically speaking, yes, on a military base, there's lots and lots and lots and lots of weapons, lots of ordnance. We don't call them guns. We never called them guns in the military. They were weapons or ordnance. Thank you. And they, lots of it, lots of it. I mean, just grid squares full of it. But you know what is a common thing, a common theme on a military post? Nobody's allowed to have one. The weapons that are owned by the military are kept in armories under the care of an armorer. And to come and get the weapon, normally the armorer is going to know something's going on to where the weapon's going to be checked out. He's waiting on you to show up. You have an assigned weapon. He's going to hand you your assigned weapon. Okay? First Lieutenant Katie Blanchard didn't have a gun. Going back a few days, by summer, the situation had grown so dire that Blanchard went to the hospital's head of security on August 19th because she wanted to protect herself from Curry, her direct subordinate, and someone she had to interact with on a daily basis. Blanchard, who has a concealed carry permit, told Task and Purpose that she wanted to know if she could bring her personal firearm with her to work. She was told she could not. Drink that one in, why don't you? She was told she could not carry a firearm on base despite having a concealed carry permit and being a commissioned officer in the United States Army. So for those of you who don't know, let me simply explain this to you. Veterans like me and people that are active duty right now today, we all know that military bases are giant gun-free zones. That may sound like a huge oxymoron to some of us, but unless you are required to carry a weapon in a duty capacity, you are required to be disarmed. Now, that's different than a deployment to a war zone where all personnel are required to be armed at all times, which is a very mixed signal to be sent in a troop, but it's the rule and has been for decades. Bad things happen on military bases in part because there's no way anyone can stop them from happening unless they're on duty. The Department of Defense keeps personnel disarmed and vulnerable. Before some of you get out there and ask, don't they learn hand-to-hand combat? Well, if you're in a specialized field, yes. A cook doesn't learn hand-to-hand combat unless they go do it on their own. And Army military training is taught in modules. So once you complete a certain module of training, then you're moving on to the next thing. It's not like it is in North Korea where they're practicing their martial art out there in the big square. That's not the way it is in the military. Some of the military forces don't even introduce unarmed combat. The Army and the Marine Corps do introduce the topics, but for many it's not reinforced all that often due to lack of need. In basic training, you have to pass the 30 common tasks that all soldiers must know, regardless of MOS, military occupational specialty, if they still call it that. And then, you go from there. It's optional. Anybody in the military, you know, you can get into it. The Marine Corps has a martial arts program, for example, but it's not a full solution. So how was Blanchard supposed to put an armbar on the fire that burned her so badly? And here's the truth. We treat our soldiers and our military like criminals when they're on base. What's worse is, much like anywhere else, those inclined to have weapons are going to have those weapons. Even with barracks inspections, they're unlikely to find these weapons. Inspections that delve into personal effects are relatively rare. Most inspections are to make sure everything is properly cleaned. What was then known as health and comfort inspections would look into your personal belongings to make sure there was nothing harmful, but those could be worked around easily enough. There was little to be done to keep weapons completely off of base. And like everybody else, everybody that's inclined to obey the rules, they're the ones that pay the penalty. Lieutenant Blanchard paid the penalty. She was going to pay them anyway, but she followed the rules, and we see how that worked out for her. So, why do bad things happen on military bases? At least in part because our personnel, men and women charged with defending our freedom, aren't allowed to carry the tools that they need to protect their lives. What part of that sounds right to you? I can tell you from experience that being on a military post, even the generals there will tell you, well, in the event something like this happens, they're probably going to be shooting willy-nilly all over the place, and we just can't have that. I thought we were the only ones, sir. I thought we were the only ones. Hey, we're going to be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.